Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us today is Jonathan, our producer and resident tech dude.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us is Ryan, our co-host of international fame, the number one Disney dude.
That was impressive. What's up, dudes?
Wow. That was just wow.
I didn't even know how to respond to that. I mean, 3 years of the same intro and
And I'm Congo Carl, inventor of drinking around the world, here to guide you through this episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Are we ready to get our drink on?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
No hesitation. Let's go.
So look, at we're doing this really as a service to all of you folks listening out there. It's really a public service.
This is a public service. Our alcoholic habits are actually a public service for you.
What happens to our liver is only benefiting you and only you.
So the real aspect of today's show is, you know, we've done where to drink. We've drawn our favorite drinks and pub crawls. We've done an episode about drinking around the world at World Showcase Lagoon. But we've get asked so much on social media and from our clients and even from fellow MVPs who haven't mastered drinking around the world at World Showcase Lagoon in Epcot. They say, you know, how much is that going to cost? If I was going to do that and have a drink in every country, what is it going to cost to do that at Epcot? So we thought it would be fun that each one of us would open up our credit card statements to you and go around and describe sort of a typical day to have those fun drinks that we all have our favorites. Some of them are the same favorites. And sort of tally up what the cost is based on today's pricing to do that. And at the end of the day, we'll tally up those costs to give you an idea of what it might cost you to drink around the world at the World Showcase at Epcot. Now, the only rule that we're going to put in place is that if you're going to drink, you got to eat. So we're each going to kind of also describe if we went and had a lunch or a dinner at a sit-down restaurant or quick service, or if we wanted to snack at a few places, we're going to throw that cost in too. So you really have a true picture of what your bill would be for one at the end of the most expensive bar bill you'd ever see in a single day.
Expensive doesn't really underdo it.
I don't know. It may have been one of my single-handed most expensive single drink purchases with drinking 12 margaritas or buying 12 margaritas. That was
all right.
Well, that's pretty been a great item on the statement, huh, Ryan?
Yeah. So speaking of which, I want you all to know that you are privileged. I do not open my credit card statements for my wife yet. Here I am opening them for you. So again, another service for you that's putting my life in jeopardy.
Now, these are only hypotheticals, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Only hypotheticals.
Yes, hypothetical. You listening at home who know my wife, this is hypothetical.
All right. So as we said, we're ready to dive in. We're very excited about this. Ready to go. And as you all know the rules of drinking around the world, when you drink around the world, you go left. You start off left. And so we are going to start off in the Mexican Pavilion. And we'll give you our favorite drink. Now, I am going to kick things off. Now, Ryan, I'm going to let you kick things off. Mexico is your favorite place. I'm going to let you do the first drink and the cost.
It is my favorite pavilion. And La Cava del Tequila is my favorite place to visit in that pavilion. We rope dropped it the last time we were there. They were literally sitting there looking at us like, really, guys? Really? And we're like, yes, give me my drinks.
I think you and I at one point were looking at people trying to get a little edge to try to get some ground.
Yeah.
Some people were definitely giving us a look.
Yeah. And I don't care what those people think. I want my La Cava avocado. That's what I'm there for.
There you go.
Listen, the avocado margarita at La Cava del Tequila is, I can't even describe how good it is. Now, some people don't like it, right? Some I've seen one out of maybe 10 people that I've had it with didn't like it. I'm going to tell you this. I thought it sounded disgusting the first time somebody brought it up to me. I was like, who would want to blend an avocado inside of a frozen drink and drink it? And I am here to tell you, I want to blend an avocado and drink it because the drink is phenomenal. It's not what you think it would be. It's not like a smoothie of avocado. It's the liquor, everything about it that's in it makes it, the taste is fantastic. So,
you know, Ryan, it is a healthy choice.
It is a healthy choice. And it does give you good for your heart.
Good for your heart. A little bit of protein. You'll note my justifications for choices as we go through this exercise. And you'll really feel a lot better for my explanations and see how I self-justify drinking all day. So, but it is, it's a great choice. And how much is that going to set you back, Ryan? That's really what this is about.
$17, Bob.
That's $17. Okay. John, what are you going to order at the Mexican Pavilion? First, again, where are you going to order it, and what's it going to be?
Yeah, so I'm staying Cava de Tequila myself. I'm going for the Blood Orange Margarita. I can thank Ryan for turning me on to this one. This one is my absolute favorite. I've had a couple of different ones, but this one is just, it's really good. It's Blanco Tequila, orange liqueur, blood orange mix, little hint of rum and vanilla flavoring as well, and that tajin chili lime powder rim. That is what just sets it over the top for me. I mean, Ryan can agree, he was the first one to ever see me drink this in the park, and I was very, very excited about that, to say the least.
He almost snorted the tajin off the rim of the drink.
I don't know if I went that hard.
I mean, he got right up next to it, and I was like, John, it's not good for the nose, okay? It's not good
for the nose. You know, and again, going with that morning theme, you know, early in the morning to have a little orange, you're in Florida, you know, that's kind of a healthy start to your day.
Yeah, sure. Freshly squeezed.
So, excellent. Excellent choices. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Both of those drinks were on my radar, and we don't have a rule that we can't pick the same drinks with each other. What one is that going to set you back financially?
That's $17 as well.
$17 as well. So, you know, again, both of those were my choice. If I had to pick one over the other, I would probably do the Blood Orange if that's where we're starting. It's early in the day. So that, you know, those are definitely on my radar. Just to be a little bit different, though, and I think from a practical standpoint, when I start, and those of you know, I have a tendency to both start in Mexico and end in Mexico. You know, that was kind of one of the games we originally played when we started doing this drinking. Of course, back then there was only 9 countries, not 11. So, so that's kind of important. But I get excited when I'm there, and I don't have the patience always to do Cava de Tequila, especially if I'm not right there at rope drop and we got a line. I'm like, come on, we got to do 11 countries. So the other option that I have that I think is a strong option is to go to the margarita stand, which is outside. I don't have to wait in line as much. So Choza de Margarita, which is outside. And I think we've done that once too. And I do something that's, you know, get a little morning theme to it. I go with the Top Shelf Classica, which is the Blanco Tequila. Again, the same sort of Gran Gala orange liqueur in it, some lime juice, some agave. And here's the brave part, okay? It's got black ant salt on the rim. Okay, a little brave. I'm saying, oh my God, is he going to start mixing drinks and eating insects? How is he going to get through all these countries? But I don't think it's really ants. I think it's called black ant salt.
Wait, what? Are you telling me that it wasn't actual ants?
Breaking news. Oh, whoa. Boy.
Okay. I don't called WDWNT or whatever they're called.
Yeah. I don't think it really is. I think that's kind of, you know, I know it's done that way in Mexico. I don't think it is at Epcot. So I could be wrong, but, you know, from what I've known from the inside out, it's black salt, basically.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. So I'm in for $16. I'm already a dollar ahead of you guys.
Oh, it was. I didn't know that this was a competition.
It's not a competition, Ryan. No, never is.
Oh, yeah. Coming from you, I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah, it's a competition from Carl. See how much he can drink us under the table. It's
really Carl's funny. Literally going, well, I'm going to go last every time just so I can undercut these bastards.
We'll mix it up. We'll move on right now to the second country in our lineup. And just to show you mix it up, I'll start it off. You know, I am going to, give some examples here today of a variety of drinks. But typically, you know, there are some strategies of drink around the world. You know, a lot of people stick to beer. A lot of people stick to wine. Those are the only kind of two things you can stick to consistently, you know, because there's not tequila in every pavilion. There's not vodka in every pavilion. There's not moonshine in every pavilion. So with that thought, you know, the Nordic beers, there's not really one from Norway. It's all from that region. They offer several different beers. And I'm going to start off light after that nice tequila to ease into things. And I'm going to go with the Ooze Pilsner. So the Ooze Pilsner is a draft beer. It's lighter, good in that hot Florida sun. And that's going to set me back $10.75.
We go from my favorite pavilion to grab a drink at to my least favorite pavilion to grab a drink at.
Well, now you know why I start in Mexico and then go to Canada, because yeah, I'm really not looking forward to Norway.
I mean, I guess I'm going to ask for a point of clarification here, because if we're really drinking around the world the way that we normally would, right? The actual rules, I will defer to you, Mr. Inventor. But I believe the actual rules aren't that you have to have one in every country. It's just that you have to have one to equal the number of countries in the
World showcase. You need to have at least in this process
11 to 12 drinks if you're counting Equatorial Africa.
Right. You need to have 12, and you don't have to have them everywhere. You can double up in one country and skip. So
I am skipping Norway.
Oh, okay.
I am skipping Norway.
All right. Perfectly legit. We'll see what he's doubling up on. How about you, Jonathan? What's your thoughts on Norway?
Yeah, Norway is not my favorite by any means. This one was hard for me. I'm not skipping this one as much as I want to skip this one. But seeing that we're still earlier in the day here, and the night before definitely kicked my ass, I need a cup of coffee. So I'm going with the frozen Viking coffee here for my drink. But I'm also, because I need a snack, I need something to soak up the liquor. It's not really a Norwegian delicacy here, but I'm getting a cinnamon roll as well while I'm here to kind of get something in the stomach to start soaking some of the liquor up. So the coffee was $14 and then the cinnamon roll was $6.29. I kind of took a little bit of Ryan's Norway money here and kind of ran with it.
Yeah, you're over $20. Card, yeah,
hey, now you're charging things to my card. First, I have to show everybody my card. Now you're charging things to my card.
Hey, what you don't know, don't worry about. You'll see.
Don't tell me, jerk.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we made short order of Norway and we're moving away from the bakery where we've ordered all of those delicious drinks and snacks. And we're now on the road to China. And there's a couple of different choices of where to order in China. Ryan, why don't you lead us off and talk about what we're going to drink in China?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go to the tea stand outside and go there. It's easier. It's on the road. It's on the walk. Stay outside, not have to worry about crazy lines. And I'm going to go with the Kung Fu Punch. here. So there's a couple of options here. One of them is not really my favorite tasting wise, but the Kung Fu Punch here, it sticks with my liquor theme that I'm going to keep with probably because I can't really go liquor and beer back and forth too much. I can a little bit, but not too much. So Kung Fu Punch is pretty simple. It's a pretty simple drink. Tastes good, goes down fast, and it helps me set up for my next stop.
And I'm sorry, did I not hear the price on that?
Oh, I did not give you the price. No, I was trying to conceal my bank statements. It is $11 for a Kung Fu Punch.
All right. So, you know, a lot of people have ordered the Kung Fu Punch. And, you know, it's one of the strategies of drinking around the world is, am I going to be true and try to, you know, order the native alcohol to that country? Or am I just going to, you know, experiment with some flavors that are there? So obviously, you know, vodka and triple sec and mango are not really products of China. So that's kind of one of those things. But
wait, what? First the ants. Now you're telling me vodka's not coming from China?
He is not going authentic, right? By no means.
So so there's a couple of, you know, there's a couple of different options there. Where are you going to go for your drink, and what are you ordering, John?
So I'm going to get my first beer here, and I'm going to get the Dragon Blossom Pilsner beer. Got some orange, honey, and green tea flavors to it. It's not bad. Kind of get back into the swing of things after having my coffee there. Now that the fluids have started flowing in the system and whatnot.
And for a potty break.
No, not yet. Not yet. We got a couple countries before we can do that. But also continuing with my grazing, and I can't pass them up, the pork egg rolls here as well. So, I mean, why not keep the snacking going here? So for the beer, we're looking at $9.25, and then the egg rolls, we're looking at $4.95. Starting to rack up the tab. So
yeah, Jonathan's really on a spending spree, the guy who's typically on a budget. So he's going crazy. So look at, I switched over to beer. I'm going to sting that way, and I'm going to join you, John. I'm going to have a Dragon Blossom with you. Part of the reason is I got that orange flavor from the first tequila drink and is still on my lips. And the orange blossom honey mix on this is a little lighter. The ABV is still pretty strong in this beer. You know, it's over five, I think it's 5.3 or 5.4. So it's got a kick to it. And it's just got a lot more flavor than the other beers that are offered here. And at least it is authentic to the country. So I'm on board for that for $9.25 as well. All right. So I think we've covered China. Now we're going to walk away from China and we're going to pass through what's remaining of Equatorial Africa. Is anyone going to grab a beverage there? I know it's been quite a while since you had something, Ryan.
Yes. Well, not that long. I had Kung Fu Punch. But I did get Kung Fu Punch so I could down it quickly so I could stop in Equatorial Africa to grab an Outpost Lemonade to make up for the frozen Viking coffee I didn't want to drink in Norway.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's really super simple. It's frozen Minute Maid lemonade and absolute vodka. It's easy to go down. They may have a seasonal draft beer every once in a while that I might want to get here. Maybe a festival offering that might change my mind. But if we're going just normal time of year, it's going to just be an Outpost lemonade. It's usually very hot in Florida, so this helps cool me down and keep me cool and keeps my lips wet for the following country.
All right. And you're sticking with vodka too. So that's a good strategy.
I am sticking with vodka. And anybody who knows me knows that's probably a terrible strategy, but we're going to make it work there. So $16 for an Outpost lemonade.
Woo. Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's a lot for that drink, but you're on the boards with that. Okay. Jonathan, I'm going to skip over that. Are you going to have something there, John, or not?
Yeah, I'm just going to grab a seasonal beer there because I got my lips wet with that first beer. in China. So I'm just going to get whatever seasonal beer they got available now. Because again, it's hot. Gotta stay hydrated here. So knock me down for another $9.75 for that beer.
There you go. All right. Okay. We know what's next. It's Wunderbar, where it's Oktoberfest every day in Germany.
And right, Carl's got the Lederhosen already on.
I'm good to go.
Just Lederhosen. Take that in your image bank and live with it.
Oh, it's roll yodeling tape. Okay. All right. So, John, keep going. What are you going to have in Germany?
So this one's a no-brainer here. I'm going to get the Schweizerhofer grapefruit beer. There's no doubt. You guys know I love that one very much. What you guys can't see too is Carl's got a can of it sitting on his desk right now. But that's definitely one that I'm having while in Germany, and that's going to set me back a whopping $10.50 for that one, because I'm just going to get just a smaller, not the half liter that I'm sure Carl's going to down in a few minutes here.
You can get a 20-ounce draft of that inside of the Summerfest restaurant for
and also from the pretzel cart out front. So
right, yes. So that is also where I am going, and this is a nice little transition because number one, it helps strategy wise to get around the world because it's a lower alcohol percentage drink. So it does help you, especially if we're moving quickly, to have a drink. The other thing is too, is it can help you transition down towards beer coming from liquor drinks. And then you kind of have a sweeter, beer that you can drink, a grapefruit, beer. So the taste is absolutely phenomenal. I agree. And I could put down three or four of them in a sitting without even thinking about it. So if we are hanging out in Germany for a while, I have no problem going and grabbing a second or a third.
Okay, so you're grabbing at least one for the price here? Is that what your strategy is?
Yeah, but apparently I found a way to save a quarter over John because mine's only 10 and a quarter. So you like me now.
Ooh, a whopping nice quarter.
Hey, now call somebody who cares with that quarter.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so this is my home away from home. Germany, and so I'm going full bore. You got to eat
one of everything.
I'm going full bore, and by that I mean it's lunchtime and I'm hungry. I'm going into the beer garden, and this is where I'm eating. Okay, $46 gets me the all you can eat buffet with all of that delicious food that I can't get enough of. And you know, German food goes good with beer. I've been having a couple beers around the corner here. And so that's a good taste pairing and balance. Once I am in the beer garden, I am going to order a full stein of the said Schafferhofer grapefruit beer, the full one to refresh. That goes for $16. But later on in the meal, as we're digging into the various Bratens, Wursts, and Krauts, I am going to get a glass of my favorite Pinot Noir, which is the August Kessler Pinot Noir I've talked about so many times. That's $14. So lunch at the beer garden with those two drinks is going to, which is actually a liter, full liter, and a glass of wine. So it's kind of almost like three drinks, is going to set me back $76 before the tip.
Makes sense.
So, that's my $76 lunch with three drinks in it. I am having a good time now.
Me too.
All right. So we're moving on to another pavilion, which has also been kind of controversial on, you know, what to do, what to choose here. It's kind of critical now that you're getting, you know, you're five countries in, right? So you're towards that halfway mark. So some of the choices become critical here on what you're doing and as far as mixing alcohol, and also for your budget. You know, if you start yourself seeing going crazy, it might be a way to kind of put that in check. Unfortunately, nothing is cheap in Italy. So what are you going to pick there, Ryan, for your Italian drink?
I'm actually going to skip Italy. Wow. Okay. I know. I do enjoy the wine in Italy. Don't get me wrong. And that's what I would drink if I was there. But if I'm drinking around the world, I don't want to go from tequila to vodka to some sort of another vodka to beer to wine. That's not going to do me well. There are other options here. I just personally don't think they're worth the cash that I would lay out for them. So this is another one I'm going to have to do a makeup on.
Okay. All right, Ryan, good strategy. John, have you have choice?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to skip out like Ryan. I'm going to go for one that's not usually in my wheelhouse here, but I'm going for the Limoncello Mule. Especially in the hot sun, this one's refreshing. I found, again, I'm not much of a vodka guy. I usually don't do it, but this one caught my attention the last time I was down there. It was very enjoyable. This one's going to set me back $18, but I'm also going to get a slice of pizza as well while I'm down there at Pizza Al Teglio.
You're going to get a thimble full of drink for $18 and a huge slice of pizza for $4.
I know it makes no. The pizza was eight. No, the pizza's $8.50. I know okay. It makes no sense.
$8.50, yeah. And yeah. The drink, which is about a thimble full of limoncello with a little ice in it, for $18.
Yeah, I know it makes no sense, but not a ton of options that.
This is the problem with Italy, right? Unless you're sitting down and eating there and getting into some of the good wine, like Ryan said, the choices are challenging. So, but for me, coming after having had a huge lunch, I'm gonna treat Italy like dessert for me, and I'm going to keep it simple and light. I'm just going to get a glass of Italian Prosecco, and I'm still keeping it in the kind of the beer and wine family, so hopefully that's good, and it's going to just have the right kind of after dinner drink taste and get me ready to keep going. So it's light. You got to drink it fast because the Florida sun will heat that up. Little carbonation going. So you got to be cognizant of that. And it's only $10.50 again.
That's not that bad. That's shockingly not that bad.
That's right. So, okay. Now, time to go to America.
America.
Hell yeah.
The American adventure. I'll tell you what.
You listen here, buddy. I'm going to tell you something right now. You go over American adventure, you get yourself a drink.
What kind of drink are you drinking, Ryan?
I can't keep that voice up. I am going to go, and this is one of my favorite drinks in the World Showcase, and that's because it's one of my favorite drinks out of the World Showcase, and I'm going to go with a Texas Mule. So again, we're sticking with vodka. Somehow this is a good idea. But it is using Tito's homemade vodka, lime, and Fever Tree ginger beer. It's nice and cold, good drink to go down. I could easily have two of these hanging around the American Pavilion. It's not the most unique, but it is definitely American. That one's going to cost me a cool $14.
There you go. I like it. I like it. I'm going to jump in here too. I'm going to order what's my new favorite drink in the American Adventure Pavilion. It used to be one of those pavilions for drinking around the world back in the day when it was like, really, they were just serving Bud Light there, right? It was even a while before they got like Blockhouse and the craft beers there. And it was like, what, you know, why is this even an issue? And it used to be the country everyone wanted to skip because it was Bud and Bud Light back.
And pizza and, or not even pizza, but hot dogs and burgers.
Hamburgs, yeah, yeah, right. So that's improved, and it's improved when they put in a real good place for the barbecue place in there, which has made so much sense doing that because they did it so much with the festivals, and they finally said, yeah, that makes sense to put in Eagle Tree Barbecue. But outside there in the window is they've got, you know, kind of that takeaway bar, and the specialty makes total sense is they do all kinds of moonshine drinks. And one of the last few times I was there, I turned everybody, including Lee, who was with us, onto the Moonshine Sour, which is that combination of, you know, the moonshine in the drink with the blackberries and the raspberry. It's a little more tart than it is, definitely tart than it is sweet. Really refreshing again in the hot sun. And the moonshine there is just quality stuff. So that's going to set me back $14 there. And that's a good light switch right there to kind of get the party back going.
I like that you refer to it as a light switch. Usually when I drink, the light switch goes the other way.
It's on, baby. It's on. John, what are you having?
So I'm taking it easy in this country because it seems that I usually have to take it easy here in America. I'm going with something hometown here, and I'm going with the Sam Adams Boston Lager for $10. Again, take it easy, try to recover a little bit here and go from there.
All right. Not a bad choice with Sam Adams Faz here being from Boston. So, okay. We've done our justice to the red, white, and blue, and it's time to move on to the next country as we cruise around World Showcase Lagoon, and that is Japan. What are you going to have in Japan, John, and where are you going to get it?
So this one, I am heading over to the Garden House, and I am getting the Tokyo Sunsets. I think I can thank you for this one, Carl. The first time we were drinking around the world, yep. You mentioned this one to me while you were guiding me, and this one has been my drink of choice there ever since. And this one's going to set me back a whopping $9. This one's got coconut rum, creme de banana, peach schnapps, and pineapple juice. It is a sweet drink, but it is a really tasty drink.
We know you like those fruity drinks, and that's why I turned you on to it, John.
And I'm never going to let that die.
It's a good place to go back to Garden House and get it. It's very quiet. You're out of the crowd, a little bit of shade. It's got that tranquil koi pond and a little bit of waterfall there. So it's a nice place to kind of get back there and chill a little bit. And they have some good choices there. Ryan, what do you think? What are your choices for Japan?
This is where I start to make some things up. So I do agree that the Tokyo Sunset is the drink to go with. And usually I will stop and grab one while I'm awaiting my dinner reservations. So this is probably where I'm going to eat. This is now my new favorite restaurant in Epcot. I've gone through many favorites in Epcot. I'm sure it'll switch again because the food's just that good in Epcot. But I'm going to grab dinner here while I'm here, and I'm going to go to Teppanyaki, which is a hibachi style, you know, cook in front of you kind of restaurant, teppanyaki restaurant. So just to start, I'll do the Tokyo Sunset as my pre-drink meal. That's $15. While I'm ordering my food, I'm going to get a beer shandy, with, my dinner. So the beer shandy, just to give everybody an idea of what it is that it's an ice cold Kirin draft, which is a Japanese beer with freshly squeezed fruit juice. So I'm a big fan of shandies. I live in the Midwest, so Leinenkugel is big around our parts because it's made in Wisconsin, not far from me. And they obviously are popular for a lot of the shandies. So this is a Japanese shandy for $12 that I can have with my dinner. And then I'm going to eat. And I'm going to do some sushi, which may sound ill-advised after this many drinks, but I'm very hungry and it has rice. So I'm going to do a volcano roll, which puts me at $18. And then I'm going to do a combination, which is the Asakusa combination for food. And the Asakusa, I'm probably brutalizing the name, but the Asakusa is steak and shrimp. So you can filet mignon and shrimp. You get salad, udon noodles, vegetables, steamed white rice, the whole show, of course, the entertainment value with it. And that is going to be $44. So all in all, I'm spending quite a bit here in the Japan Pavilion. I did not calculate it before because I gave everybody the individual prices, but we are going to do that now. So that is going to be a total of $89 in Japan.
Wow.
And the winner so far goes to Ryan.
What?
I said, and the winner for most expensive goes to Ryan.
I mean, listen, when you roll deep. You know, that's the way it goes.
Especially at the World Showcase Lagoon.
When in Japan, my friend.
Right. Interesting. So,
if you really want to go big here, this is where you can tack on that Wagyu strip too, which is 4 ounces of the Japanese A5 Wagyu, which is $100 for the 4 ounces. Ooh. I'm not doing that, but you really want to go big, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. So look, at my tendency in Japan, that this would be the one that I would skip. I'm not a sake guy. I'm not everything, but you know, in honor of the tradition, which is now 40 years old, and as an homage to, you know, my friends that work there, there was many a nights in Snow White Village Trailer Park that we were singing Japanese songs and tipping back Sapporo beer. So I'm going to have a Sapporo beer and raise a toast to my friends, former employees of Michikoshi Department Store. Who helped open up that pavilion. So it's only $10. I'm having a Sapporo.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That's as simple as it sounds. It's fair enough.
So right. Sapporo is a good beer too. I mean, it really is. It's a good, simple beer to slam a few back with.
It is. Okay. So we're off on the road to Morocco, guys. Another challenging one for some. And I am going to I'm sticking kind of that beer and wine, feel today as I'm going around and being not really conscious of budget, but kind of thinking about drinking what I'd want to do on a hot summer day. And they actually at Morocco's a tough one, you know. They have, again, mixed drinks that have nothing to do with the alcohol in Morocco, the true alcohol being Midori. And that's a tough alcohol to drink, especially if you're mixing things up this point in the day to kind of get something authentic. But at the Spice Road Table Bar, which is, again, one of these bars that a lot of people don't know about, that you can kind of walk up and sit down and get in the air conditioning and look out over the lagoon. You'd have tables between you and the lagoon that are having lunch there, but it's relatively easy to get into. And it is a full-fledged bar. You can get anything. So if you're on that vodka spin, you could keep it going very easily if you stopped in there, Ryan. But they have a decent wine selection of Mediterranean wines, not really Moroccan wines because they're not growing them there. But they have a lot of stuff from Spain and Africa. And there is a really good Paul Cheneau Cava Brut. And since I was doing that Prosecco and I know France is coming up, I'm going to have a Cava Brut. A little bubbly.
Is it just a bit bubbly, is it?
It is. And that's only $12.
All right, John, you want to go or you want me to go? Because I think we might have the same one here.
I think we're going for the same drink here, and I'll just throw it out here. I'm going for the Moroccan mule here, which is some vodka, ginger beer, agave, and lime. This thing it's sweet, but it's very refreshing. That ginger beer definitely helps this one. It's good. It is very good. And that's $14 at the walk-up window in Morocco. So can't beat that. Ryan, we sharing the same one here or?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's 15 inflation. I don't know, whatever. Maybe it's where I buy it versus where you buy it. But I'm definitely doing the Moroccan mule. If you're putting a gun to my head and saying you have to choose one, that's the one I'm going with. For the sake of discussing with our listeners, there is another one that I do sometimes if I really have two in Morocco or want to change things up, and that's the Sahara Spritz. I've talked about this on the show before too, and I think Carl just totally lambasted me for it. But the Sahara Spritz is, again, Kettle One, botanical cucumber and mint vodka, so it's a little bit different from that perspective, soda water and lime. Again, this is just another one that's easy to go down, easy to drink, refreshing. Tis a bit bubbly, as they say, enjoyable. But Moroccan mule's where I'm going. Either way, it's a $15 charge on my tab. So
cool. All right, good. We got some good choices there. Okay, and now one of the places we could also hang out all day and drink is is France.
After all, sir, this is France.
This is France. And today, to go with our drinks in France, look it. So the classic iconic drink here in the French Pavilion is, and when people think about drinking around the world, and the one that everyone carries around, and it's kind of a thing, is the slushy, the Géant slushy. And just for the sake of all our listeners who want to know, if you want to get the slushy, get Le Géant, which is not only the slushy with the alcohol of your choice, but there's a shot on top of it. In case of the orange slush, it's a Grand Marnier shot. And in case of the lemonade slushy, it's a more vodka in it. So those are your choices. That'll set you back 1950. But I'm, you know, last time I was there, I keep doing it. I'm going to have a nice, one of their higher end glasses of champagne is the Mallard. And I'm going to have that for 1650 and keep going with the bubblies today.
Very, very bubbly toots today.
Yeah.
I appreciate all your bubbles.
Okay. Maybe not by the time we get to Canada, you won't.
I don't want to pop your bubble, or burst your bubble, but it's John's turn.
So I'm going with the aforementioned Grand Marnier orange slushy here myself for my choice. Just something about it intrigues me, and it's good. I'm not that much of a wine guy, like you guys know, so gonna go with the slushy here for that whopping almost $20.
Yeah. So right. Ryan, France, I know you got a couple of things you like to drink there.
Yeah, I mean, this is another one where I can double up and make up for lost time, right? So really what I do is Le Géant is definitely up there on my list if I'm having one. But if I'm having two, I'm gonna do the orange like John said, and I'll probably have the Citron as well. Again, these are drinks that can go down really easy, but they definitely pack a punch. You know, they'll hit you where you need to be hit. But they're cold and they're easy to go down, and they stick with the theme of me sticking with hard liquor, with the exception of a beer somewhere along the way. So all right. Each one of those is $14.50 because they got to make it super confusing with the half dollars here in France. But yeah, I'm probably spending $29 in France.
All right. So you guys, so this is about the time in drinking around the world where I would say, what the hell? And because you guys have both done this, I'll get a slushy too.
Don't make us talk into it.
I'm going to, in addition to my champagne, I'm going to get the slushy, but I'm going to get Le Géant with a shot of Grand Marnier on the top, go all in for 1950. So throw that on my tab. As a matter of fact, I probably would pick up the three of us and, you know, that round for us there, all three, to save that line is so long. I'd probably buy your two too. So
in that case, I am definitely having two drinks in France.
You're buying. I'll have
so, all right. So we just moved $29 to Carl's tab. Fantastic.
You keep it on your tab just because the goal is to show what it would drink for one, but I've got it covered. Okay. So, so that puts me up an extra drink in France to make up for the fact that I didn't cut back anywhere.
You did. You skipped one. I don't remember what you skipped
Africa,
one. I don't remember
Africa. Yeah, yeah, Africa. So, all right. That brings us right around the corner to the United Kingdom. And for me, it's not going into, again, it's one of the few places you can go into a bar, stand up a bar, order a drink. The first drink I ever had there, opening day, I always have been getting there. And I do like them. When I was younger, I used to drink it all the time. Is I'm going to get a pint of Guinness there for $10. It's a great deal. And they pour it perfectly there in that bar. It's air conditioning in there. So very comfortable. It's about now to get out of the heat and have a refreshing Guinness for health.
For health.
Just for health. No other reason.
What are you having, John?
So I'm gonna have a Shandy Imperial pint here, which is half Sprite and half Harp Lager here for $10. But at the same point too, continuing my grazing because I haven't had anything in a while, I'm gonna get the fish and chips because we're in the UK, and when in the UK, you gotta get the fish and chips.
When in the UK, you do as the UKians do.
It's exactly the kind of thing we'd say right about now at Drinking Around.
We would say way worse than that.
Oh, much worse. Much, much worse than that's allowed on the show.
All right. So my turn. I've been.
How much drinking... is that? How much is that drink?
Did he say it?
Oh, the drink was, yes. The drink was 10 and the fish and chips was 13.
Okay, good. All right. Ryan, all right. You're up.
Just jumping over. I've been drinking hard liquor all day just to get to this point where I see that delicious, wonderful, amazing whiskey. From Jameson, and I'm going to jump in and do a, no pun intended, a leaping leprechaun. So leaping leprechauns, Jameson Irish whiskey, Don Q crystal rum, Svedka vodka, which has also been a theme, melon liqueur, and sweet and sour topped with Sprite and served in a souvenir cup. I could care less about the souvenir cup, but the drink is delicious. It is an $18, but at least I'm getting a souvenir cup out of the deal. And I doing what John did too. I know I just ate, you know, three countries ago, a big meal, but when I've been drinking all day, the longer I drink, the more I need to eat. I'm one of those people, I won't eat breakfast or lunch. I'll just drink through it all. But by the time I get to dinner, I'm going to make up for breakfast and lunch. So, I am also going to get fish and chips here. I love it, for the $13 that you have. It's greasy. And it's crispy and the fries are good and it helps soak up all the booze. So good call, John. I'm doing that too.
There you go. So, all right.
Looks $31 like... in the UK.
Ah, you guys are cranking. I've been known to have a reputation to spend a lot drinking around the world, but I think you guys are going to beat me today. We'll see.
The dollar is strong against the euro right now, Carl. This is worth the investment.
Not really. It's only like 101. It's like
even really... parity. It's even parity. All right. It doesn't happen very often.
That's true. But unfortunately, we're not paying in euros at Epcot. We're paying in American dollars. Excellent. Okay. And we're finishing it up at Canada. And what is your poison to drink at the last stop? Where are you going to get it? How much is it? And what is it?
What I want to know is, what makes you think I'm stopping in Canada? Just because it's the last country doesn't mean I'm
stopping. just for the purpose of this exercise, to show our listeners and clients what it would cost for a typical day of drinking around the world.
And again, typically I would not stop in Canada. Round two.
Look, I just had lunch. We're going out to dinner somewhere here, but you know, yeah.
Let's see. If I'm in Canada, I am probably going to go, because I've been drinking liquor all day, I am going to go with the Ottawa apple here. I've been drinking, like I said, liquor all day. It's a little sweeter than I want at the end of my trip, but it's better than a 9% beer that I might get on the other side, just in terms of my overall health and liver that we are testing for the sake of our listeners. And the Ottawa apple, you can get at the cart. You just smell for the maple popcorn. You'll find it. And it's $10.75.
Excellent. I'm glad to see that you still drink those once in a while.
I
thought after the first experience you may not do that, but I'm really happy that you continue to do that.
The first experience was only bad because you told me that I needed to go there to get an Ottawa apple, and as soon as I finished it, you handed me another beer. You're like, oh yeah, you need one of these too. Meanwhile, you two clowns are splitting the drinks, right? But I gotta drink the full.
No, John, just the second drink we split.
Well, that's more
than I had a full split
than I had.
That's right. We had you had an Ottawa apple too, right, John?
Yeah.
Yep. You both had Ottawa apples, and then I had a Fin de Monde, and then I bought two more Fin de Mondes.
It was one of those like, oh yeah, by the way, you should have this too. Like, he didn't plan that from the start.
Well, one was before the movie and one was after the movie, so they were spaced out a little bit.
No, they were not. They were 5 minutes apart. There was no time.
It was enough time to finish the drink. The other one was being handed to him.
I mean, that's the problem with me. You put it in front of me, I'm going to drink it. So, yeah.
All right, John, what are you going to have at Canada?
So I'm doing the same thing that Ryan's doing here with the Ottawa apple for $10.75. With the options that are there, and by this point, I'm already gone. So why not just throw on another drink that's just going to make it worse? It is good. It is a very good drink. Do I remember most of this drink? No, but from what I can kind of remember, it was good. And I did make it back to the hotel room. So
that's awesome. Look, at no surprise to my listeners that I am going to have a nice, one of my favorite beers in the whole world, La Fin du Monde. Outside, you know, it used to be outside at the popcorn cart. Now they're only inside at Le Cellier. And I'm not going to make a trip without having that. So I will have that. And my surprise one-off is scoring dinner reservations for Le Cellier. And I would do a dinner. It's been my tradition always to try to have lunch and dinner at Epcot. There's just so many good places. And once you're in there, you want to go there. But I'm going to leave that off to the side because Le Cellier, if you're going to go in there, have the cheddar cheese suit, have a side of poutine, and have either the ribeye or the bison steak, you know, you're looking at, you're approaching $100 with a couple of beers or a glass of wine in there easily. It's crazy priced. But for the purpose of just this exercise of drinking around the world, put me down for La Fin du Monde at $9.50. So we need to get out our calculators now that we've been around World Showcase and having it. So so I'm going to go first and let share with the listeners my tally. For everything that I had was basically one drink per country, an additional drink in France, and additional drink in Germany. So that puts me at the goal of 13 cocktails, which is kind of typical for, you know, you want to be between 11 and 13 for drinking around the world. So 13 cocktails, plus my lunch at the beer garden, that was $291.75. And that does not include tips, right? So you add in a 20% tip, that's another $50 on top of that. So we're, you know, we're at $341.75.
Big spender, big spender.
And then we're going to go have dinner. So, and that doesn't include the two drinks I brought you guys. So $341.75. And look at with, I got to be honest with you. That's kind of typical, you know, of my experiences there to be around somewhere around $300 with at least one meal, maybe a snack, which I didn't have this type, but making sure and I'm having that 11 to 13 drinks. So that's what you're paying for an adult. Now, it is typical, but in my case, when I'm bringing my family, all who are of age, I'm multiplying that times four. So it's not uncommon for a family of four, if they're all of drinking age, to drop $1,500 is what my experience and my advice would be to people. And you could see I had a lot of, you know, beers and wines that weren't the most expensive drinks always at those venues. So certainly, to be in that range of $300 is sort of reasonable. So, gentlemen, who tallied up their number and who's next with the forecast?
So I've got mine here. Mine is a lot less expensive than yours. Again, but at the same point too, I kind of just grazed. I didn't stop for a sit down meal like the two of you guys did. So I'm looking at for food and everything, for drinks rather, I'm looking at $152 for that. And then I'm looking at about $33 for food. So all in, I'm about $185. So, I mean, much different than you, but at the same point too, I didn't sit down for any meals. I just kind of grabbed some quick serve and go.
So you save some money on some tips, right? You save the $50 bucks on tips that I said too, so. Good number and good strategy. I thought you were going to be higher than me with all that food, but that was not the case.
No, luckily a lot of the food here was not that expensive. I mean, the most expensive thing was the fish and chips, which at the same point too, probably was the most, the largest item out of all the stuff. I mean, other than that massive slice of pizza, but everything else is real kind of couple quick bites. So, I mean, that definitely does help.
Okay, so John, what was that final number for you all in?
About $185.
$185, okay.
Before tax and tip?
That's not including tax.
Tax.
Just tip.
No, it's not including tip because he went quick service and
tip your bartenders. Come on now.
All right, fine. We'll call it 215 to throw tips and tax in then.
All right.
All right. That leaves Ryan.
I was absolutely sure as we were going through it that I was going to be the highest of all of us. And it's not the case. Unless I add on my second trip to Mexico, which I would like to do, because that's where I'm going to get my 13th drink and my top shelf Clásica to end the day. I'm going to leave those off because we're just sticking to the one trip around the world. So the one trip around the world with 12 drinks for me is $243. That includes a delicious dinner and a snack. And if I throw a 20% tip on top of that, we're looking at $291.60. Realistically, that's probably a $300 number for me or more, especially because the more I drink, the looser I get with the tips.
So that's so interesting. That's interesting. So you're before tax and tip, you were $291.60. And I, before tax and ticks, was $291.75, Ryan.
Wow.
So, no, I was after tax and tip, $291.60.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You had the second full meal, right? You had the second.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't add the second meal. I just added one. I said I would, but for this exercise, I just added the beer garden. All right. So there you have it. Carl at 341, Ryan at 291. And John at 215. So I think it's fair to say that you're probably going to spend between $200 and $300 a person if you dive into the fun known as drinking around the world at World Showcase.
Unless you're a lightweight like my seven-year-old. It was a joke, people. It was a joke. He's barely ever even seen me drink, much less have one himself.
So this has been a public service announcement from Dudes Dish Disney. Later, dudes.
See you, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media. On Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney. On Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney. On Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.